I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Some environmentalists say if we want to reduce our impact on the Earth, we should buy food that's grown locally. That way it doesn't have to be shipped long distance. Transportation is a major source of climate-changing carbon dioxide emissions. Environmental activists in Europe are now applying that same logic to another farmed product, the Christmas tree. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Prague.
On a recent cold evening, crowds stroll Prague's ancient squares. The city is strung with lights and overflowing with Christmas tree markets. Peter Vaha is selling handsome fir trees. Some are local, but most were shipped by truck from the other side of Europe.
This is the one we bring from Denmark, and this is the most expensive. But this is also the tree that has the best quality.
The company Vaha works for sells over 1 million Christmas trees a year, most of them Danish. Denmark is Europe's largest Christmas tree exporter. A shopper named Michael selects one of Vaha's pines. He says he was unaware of his tree's 400-mile odyssey to this square. In my opinion, he says, the tree's origin is not so important. We live in a free market. Denmark is in the European Union, so there's no problem. Environmentalists disagree. Wojciech Kopecki is with the Czech chapter of Friends of the Earth. He says each truck that transports Christmas trees to Prague emits lots of carbon dioxide.
When you bring 30 tons of Christmas trees by a truck from Denmark, you produce about 2 tons of carbon dioxide.
That's the equivalent of driving the typical American car for about 4 months. Kopecki and others opened what they call the Czech Republic's first environmentally friendly tree market this year. It was certified by the Forest Stewardship Council and operated in the eastern city of Brno. The trees were all cut locally. They didn't come from farms, but were culled selectively from natural forests. Kopecki says the market was a big success, albeit on a small scale. Their trees made up less than 1% of total tree sales this season, and it will likely take some time for the practice to catch on. At another conventional tree market in Prague, a seller named Pavel is busy pushing his trees through a device that wraps them in plastic netting. They're easier to carry that way. Pavel says he'd love to see only local trees, but can't imagine it. It's a question of price, he says. Imported trees can be cheaper, so everyone buys them. Besides, he adds, if you consider all the trucks that cross Europe carrying all sorts of goods, stopping the transport of Christmas trees won't make the air any cleaner. One shopper named Brigitta says she's worried about the environment. Her solution? She's reused last year's tree.
I've got an artificial one.
An artificial one. I see.
Artificial trees might not seem environmentally friendly, though at least one industry group argues that over time, plastic trees are better than real ones because you can reuse them. That's the subject of great debate. But with regard to transport, it's clear that the shorter the distance per tree, the less the environmental impact. For most Danish trees, that distance is longer than you might think, because those trees began their lives as seeds, harvested in the Republic of Georgia on Russia's southern border. Each year, those seeds are shipped to Denmark by trucks, too. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Prague, the Czech Republic.